Starting this week, Muslims across the region are marking the holy month of Ramadan. It comes as some mosques in the local West African community are sheltering and feeding migrants, and now they're struggling to pay their bills. WNYC's Arya Sunderman reports from one mosque in the North Bronx.
After a full day of fasting, and before even eating his evening meal, Imam Omar Nias opens his mail.
Look, this is a water bill. 10,962.76 cents.
The letter says the account is 90 days past due.
Pay now before enforcement actions begin.
In the past year, New York City has become a destination for a growing number of West African migrants, many of whom are Muslim. And many local mosques have stepped in to help. Imam Omar Nias says he allows anyone in need to sleep at his mosque, which is in the basement of his home. But as he's taken in more migrants, most regulars stopped coming because of the lack of space, and he stopped receiving donations.
How do you make do? What do you do?
I need help.
Nias is one of several imams who have struggled to pay their utility bills, sometimes racking up thousands of dollars in debt, as they provide migrants with a place to get warm, charge their phones, and sometimes shower and eat. Some imams have asked migrants to leave to make space ahead of Ramadan, but at least 20 mosques across the city still serve as informal hangout sites for migrants. That's something that Brennan Brink at the Interfaith Center of New York has been tracking.
Without a doubt, mosques are doing the most as far as capacity.
Compared to other houses of worship, he says these mosques often have few resources to draw on, and they get little to no help from the city. Some imams say they're hoping Ramadan's emphasis on charity will help pull in more donations, especially with more people to feed this year.
There's expectation that people will feel more sorry and provide more.
Sheku An is a community health worker who visits mosques helping migrants across the city.
But, you know, the community been doing that, so we don't know if they're going to do more because of the Ramadan. We hope.
Ramadan or not, many imams say they're still committed to helping those in need who continue to show up at their door. Arya Sundaram, WNYC News.
Muhammadan Rasulullah.